Can't make this stuff up. And with that, we welcome in Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. And Seth is very happy today because now they're finally distributing the calendars. Seth, good morning.
Yes, we are, because the calendars are very important. And for those who don't know what they are, we know so much, especially if we're conservatives, what we're against. And we keep saying, make America great again. But we forget that our kids have no idea how great America was before or what it was that made America great. And we could talk about Constitution, we could talk about liberty, and and they'll just get bored and, take out their cell phones and ignore us. But if we start telling real stories of real people that their parents knew and their grandparents knew, who really made a difference, and when they go to, say, Whitesboro, and they wonder, well, who is this George White that the town is named after? Or you go to McKee City in Egg Harbor Township, well, who is John McKee? Of course, John McKee was a freed black slave from Virginia, came to Philadelphia, became a waiter, and later became a multimillionaire in real estate in, 1890 by building developments like McKee City and Egg Harbor Township. So we have all these stories, and we think that's the best way to reach young people. And we're distributing the calendars. They're ready now. They cost us about $2.50 each to make. We're selling them for $5 each, but if you order 10 of them, you get 10 of them for $20, and you could go to our website and make a donation there or come to our meeting or just call us at the office, and we'll figure out a way to get these to you. So they're just regular calendars. They're good to plan events and so on, but there's so much more. And the other thing, the unintended consequence, when we try to tell this true history of America using this calendar, we got a $6,000 grant from the state historical society to do it. And they absolutely tortured us because they didn't like the way we were presenting America as this land of opportunity where people of all races and ethnic backgrounds, not only could they succeed, but they succeeded spectacularly, especially in Atlantic City and around here. So they didn't believe it, and they forced us to document every single fact we put in there. So at the bottom of every month, we have actually our footnotes of the sources. So this is very, this is perfect if you have a grandson, granddaughter, niece or nephew in college and they're looking for a project. We could get them started. They just get the calendar and they get the sources. It's the easiest way to write a really spectacular term paper. So that's our calendar. That's our big news for today.
What's going on at Liberty and Prosperity?
Well, of course, we have election day of on Tuesday, but as we learned from previous elections, election day is not election day. Election day is the last possible day to vote. And if you believe in Murphy's Law, you know that if you have something you want to do, you don't want to wait for the last possible minute, because if you wait the last possible minute, you might get sick, you might get cut out from work, someone in your family might get sick, they might have problems at the voting machine on election day. So we urge everybody to vote as early as you can. And if you're listening to the program right now, Saturday, there are early voting sites in Atlanta County, Cape May County, and every county where you could vote at 10 o'clock this morning on Saturday up to 8 o'clock tonight. If you're listening on Sunday, you only have till it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday night. But we do urge you to vote. And it's interesting. There's a candidate called Jesse Kurtz running for city council in Atlantic City. And I happen to live at one of the high rises in Atlantic City where Jesse Kurtz and the other Republican candidates were there. And I thought it was interesting that the other candidates, they made their speeches, they answered questions, they shook hands, and then they left. Jesse Kurtz, made some remarks, but then he said, how many people here didn't vote? And if they didn't vote, he said, okay, there's early voting right now. This is yesterday. And he had me drive two voters to the early voting location at St. Mike's Church. So Jesse Kurtz, he's not a guy who takes chances. And then he gave out lists of people he knew in the building saying, make sure these people vote before Tuesday. So it's really all about turnout, whether you win or lose an election. And early voting, I mean, there are a whole lot of reasons why I don't like it. I don't like the paper ballots, but you're not going to change the system unless you first, win elections using the system that we have right now. And the whole nonsense with the paper ballots, the early voting, the mail-in ballots, the messenger ballots, all started with George Bush in 2001 and John McCain in something called the Help America Vote Act. So if you have a rotten system, you can't just use it for 20 years and then you lose one election and complain about it. You have to, you know, deal with it from the beginning. So this is what we're stuck with, and we have to win elections using this system until we can win presidency, until we win Congress, until we win the state house, then we can change it again. So that early voting is very, very important.
You know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the voting by mail started 20 years ago. I learn something every day when you come in.
Absolutely. Now, of course, what was different, that the mandatory ballots automatically being mailed out, that was President Trump with the Help America Vote. I forgot what he called it. Oh, they amended the Help America Vote Act. It was in the CARES Act, where Trump put $300 million to mail out all those ballots in 2020. And you had a lot of conservative Republicans saying, no, don't do it. Don't you realize what you're doing here? And, they went along with it. And, again, when you have a rotten system, you can't wait till the day after the election and then complain about it. You got to deal with it ahead of time. And, that's a bone of contention within our Liberty and Prosperity group. But that's what gave us those mail-in ballots. It was George Bush and McCain in 2003, and it was that massive spending, COVID relief CARES Act that gave $300 million of the federal government to states, to every state, to mail out ballots to everybody, and that was turned into a real mess. So we have that going on. There have been a lot of dirty tricks in this campaign by the Democrats. One of them, if you're in the district where Vince Palestina is running, and if you're a Republican, you probably received at least six slick mailers saying how awful Vince Palestina is, but they're not telling you to vote for the Democrat. They're telling you to vote for this conservative party independent called Sean Peck. And, of course, who the heck is Sean Peck? Well, he's a guy who actually drifted into one of our Liberty and Prosperity meetings about 8 months ago and said he wants to make a difference. He wants to run as a conservative. And we told him what we tell every candidate that walks into Liberty and Prosperity is, like it or not, we have a two-party system. And if you want to make a change, you run in the primary election in June and make your views known. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. But that's how you decide. In other words, it's not like the Republicans pick a candidate. The Republicans are every person who's registered to vote who wants to vote in the Republican primary. And that's where you make your case. But if you don't run in the primary and you make yourself an independent, you're not going to win. You don't have a chance to win. And all you're going to be doing is taking votes away from someone who is closer closer to you than the Democrat is. But anyway, the Sean Peck didn't listen. He, got his 100 signatures. He put himself on the ballot. And what the Democrats did, the Democrats formed this hokey committee where they're spending huge amounts of money just targeting Republicans to vote for this Sean Peck instead of Vince Palestina. So Sean Peck came to our meeting. He said, oh, no, I have nothing to do with this. I don't want to be a candidate anymore. But, of course, before the Democrats did this, they waited till it was too late for Sean Peck to legally remove his name on the ballot from the ballot. So there he is. It's just a classic dirty trick.
Yeah, I got one of those. In fact, I got a couple of them in my yeah. And I said, I remember saying, who's Sean Peck? I didn't hear from him until then.
Well, he'll show up at a Liberty and Prosperity breakfast once in a while. The other dirty trick, so at the same time, the Democrats are secretly using this fake committee telling Republicans to vote for Sean Peck instead of Vince Palestina. Of course, they're hammering every Republican candidate by saying telling women and Democrats your rights to abortion is being threatened by Republicans. It's on the ballot. This is the most important issue. And, of course, it's not an issue at all in New Jersey. The only thing that some Republicans did was they were arguing that abortions after the seventh or eighth month are barbaric and should not be permitted at that late term. And Murphy insisted, and the Democrats put through that bill. So it's only that part. And, of course, the Democrats also put the bill through an abortion to have it mandatory in your whatever health insurance you buy. You have to pay for abortions, which is really forcing people to pay for something they think is morally wrong. And they're also punishing nurses and doctors who don't want to perform these abortions. And we believe if you have a conscientious objectors in the Army, you should be able to have people who feel strongly against abortion shouldn't be losing their licenses and their careers, be forced to do something that they think is barbaric. So it's not threatening any woman's right. At best, the Republican legislators have been trying to bring these minor changes to New Jersey law. But again, this is the dishonest campaigning you see coming out of the Democrats this cycle.
Boy. Dirty tricks, huh?
a couple of things. By the way, with the daylight savings time, you know how we got daylight savings time? This is classic how liberals think. You had this English liberal member of parliament was horse riding on in a summer morning, and he was enjoying the wonderful morning, but 90% of the village was sleeping. So instead, he thought that everybody in the village should be up and around and enjoying the morning. So rather than urge people to get up earlier to enjoy the morning, he passes a law that changes the clocks and forces everybody to get up early. So that's like the classic liberal thinking. It used to be that our time was set so that when it was noon, you look up and the sun is directly above your head. That was the meaning, that the time was tied to nature. But of course, with daylight savings time, it's not tied, it's just tied to whatever the government says the time ought to be. And it's a classic example of how the government, doesn't give us an extra day of daylight. They just change the time to make you think you are, because you're losing an hour of daylight in the morning. But that's such classic socialism, or such classic progressive mindset. I thought I'd mention that.
Okay.
Okay. Just a couple of a quick points. Yes, it was a big victory over Orsted. To stop, there are three proposed wind turbine projects off the ocean, and Orsted had two of them. Atlantic Shores has another one. The Atlantic Shores project is off of Long Beach Island, so we still have to continue the struggle there. But I thought I just want to give thanks, because everybody in the community worked together to raise the public awareness of this issue. And I don't want to let the moment go by without thanking two people from Ocean City, Councilman Mike DeFlieger and Tricia Conte, who really started this movement back in July of 2021 when they invited Michael Schellenberger, the author of Apocalypse Never, to come to the Ocean City Music Pier and talk. So almost every talking point I use when I mention how useless wind energy is, it really comes from the studies made by Michael Schellenberger in his book. And when Michael Schellenberger, probably one of the best known environmentalists who really put the spotlight on the wind turbines, only about 100 people showed up at the music pier. The press of Atlantic City didn't mention a word about him. The Philadelphia Inquirer didn't mention him. None of the Philadelphia stations even mentioned him. But it just showed how the media was 100% for the wind turbines. And really, if the whales did not start dying in January of this year, we never would have gotten that message out. But it all started with two people, Tricia Conte and Michael DeFlieger of Ocean City, and I just want to thank them.
Well, as you said, everybody really had a hand in it. Rich Bailey, I know, was instrumental, and so a lot of people did. And it goes to show you, when we put our heads together, we can accomplish anything.
And by the way, I just want to mention one thing, which is related about how fake this green energy is. I actually had a chance to go to a sales pitch for solar panels. And when you think it through, it's so obvious what a scam it is, because there are two things in the pitch. It's number one, we have a friend who had a $400 electric bill, and he put up solar panels, and now his electric bill is only $6 a month. Isn't it wonderful? So, of course, you're going to ask yourself, are you telling me that that puny little panel is producing about $365 worth of electricity every month? And you know it's not. I mean, there's no doubt that people with the solar panels are only paying $6 or $7 a month for their electric. But it's not because of the electricity the panels are producing. It's because of this money laundering scheme where they raise the rates on everybody else to pay the people with the panels a subsidy. And the proof of it is, in the sales pitch, they say, well, you better hurry now because your area is going to get blacked out soon. And what does blacked out soon mean? It means, like, in each town, only about 5 or 10 people are allowed to get these solar panels. Once they reach that quota, then there are no more solar panel permits issued. Now, why is that? Because they know it's a scam. If the thing really produced electricity, they'd say everybody ought to have one, right? Because look at all the great green energy you're producing. But they know that every time they install one solar panel, they got to raise the rates on everybody else to pay for that subsidy. And so they have to keep it to its very, very limited amount to keep the scam going. Just a thought there. All right, well, it's time to libertyandprosperity.com. We're meeting at Sal's Cafe in Summers Point. And if you want to get to the 9 points I wanted to bring up this morning that I didn't get a chance to bring up, they're all posted on our libertyandprosperity.com website to talk about the subway attack in New York, the fake news coverage. And I guess just a final point, when they had that rally against Israel in Atlantic City a week ago, Friday, they were calling for the destruction of Israel. They were calling for the Arab occupation of Jerusalem, and it was only Muslims who participated in it. But if you read the headline of the paper, the headline was, quote, "As war between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas rages, local religious groups prayed for peace in Palestine on Friday." A total mischaracterization of the event, but that's what the media does. And sadly, that's how they reported it on this radio station, the news. The news department just read what the press of Atlantic City wrote. So if you want to see the real story, libertyandprosperity.com, that's where it's posted. Thank you very much, John. Have a great week.
You too, Seth. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. Libertyandprosperity.com is the website. I'm John DeMasi. It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.